This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. Brother Mike is back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Thanks for tuning in to the program today. Today's Bible study, baby parts for sale. Probably coming to Dollar World near you. Hey, thanks for tuning into the program today. Hey, will you call somebody and tell them the radio program's on? Got another good one for you today. Satan has a death cult. You'll be interested in this. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're down on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. On the website, HardcoreChristianity.com. Of course, we have all of our ministry services, women's seminars, children's deliverance services. We have a Monday night Zoom for the ladies, a Wednesday night Zoom for everybody. We got a Tuesday night special meeting for the ladies for prayer and healing and deliverance. Thursday and Friday are our live services, 7 p.m., preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance at both of those services. I have a monthly training class on the fourth Saturday of every month. I got a Sunday morning podcast at 9 o'clock. We had all kinds of services there for you to benefit from. We have seen thousands of people deliver from demons and hundreds of people physically healed. Please come for help ASAP. The PayPal button's on the website. Thank you for helping us stay on the air for 21 years. Baby parts for sale. Hey, Satan has a death cult out there. Did you know that? Of course you did. The abortion business is a monstrous billion-dollar industry. It is absolutely lucrative beyond belief. Thought I'd give you some insights today on how this system works. It's very interesting. Before we do that, please remember that aborting babies is a sin. Abortion is a sin. You're killing a human being. The legendary John the Baptist, the greatest prophet and preacher that ever lived, was known by God before he was born. His birth was prophesied in the Old Testament. The legendary prophet Jeremiah was called by God before he was conceived, to Jeremiah 1:5. Quote, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, said the Lord. And before you came forth of your mother's womb, I sanctified you, says the Lord. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Luke chapter 1, Elizabeth was visited by Mother Mary. Miriam was her name in Greek. And when she walked in the door, the anointing of God hit John the Baptist while he was in her womb. It says the babe leaped in her womb. And the Greek word for babe there is brephos. It means a newborn baby. That was the term used to describe Jesus after his birth. Brephos, a baby, an infant, a nursing infant. It's a sin to abort a child. No question about it. There's currently a congressional panel investigating the black market for selling baby parts, baby organ harvesting. And the government is currently investigating it. I know what you're thinking. That's a shock. Yeah, I agree. I was shocked too. I didn't think they cared one bit. But here's the law. If you are aborting a child, and you pull the child out and it goes past the umbilical cord, that's considered a partial birth abortion. It's illegal. So what the doctors are doing is they pull the child out before the umbilical cord comes out, and then they cut the legs off the child and the arms, if possible. They cut them off in the womb, and then they pull the baby out, which allows them to skirt the law They can skirt the partial birth abortion laws, and then they can sell the baby parts and the organs, which are exceptionally and extremely lucrative. There is big money to be made in these fetuses, tremendous money. And what they're looking for is the torso of the baby. That's the most important part because it has all the organs, and they sell and they harvest the organs. In addition to that, Planned Parenthood, for example, makes millions of dollars selling these body parts and organs, and they get millions of dollars from the federal government. You and I, we partially fund and support Planned Parenthood. For example, in this last budget, abortions up to 9 months were funded by the United States government for the military. The budget that just passed 2 weeks ago funds abortions to 9 months, and you are paying for it. Everybody remembers the shocking video in 2015 when a group called the Center for Medical Progress sent in a couple of people to have lunch with Planned Parenthood people. They had secret videos and audio, and of course you saw it. They were haggling over prices of aborted baby parts. They were explaining how they sell the parts and how they harvest the organs. They went through the whole thing. The people that did that, by the way, the two journalists that did that, obviously got sued, and they lost in California for secretly transmitting conversations of the Planned Parenthood people. Can you believe that? They lost. It was amazing. Federal law requires this. You cannot profit from the tissues itself. When you are selling tissues of baby parts to universities and labs and science centers and so on, you're not allowed to profit for it. But the law does not include shipping and handling. So here's what Planned Parenthood does. They send the body parts, the fetus tissue, the organs, etc., to these different destinations, and they charge a fortune for shipping and handling. They charge a fortune for shipping and handling, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they do not charge for the tissue itself. That's how they skirt the law. That's how they get around it. Planned Parenthood is a corporation run, bought and sold by Satan, and they have enormous intelligence in that organization to beat the law and escape critical analysis. They're experts at it. In order to work for Planned Parenthood, in order to be involved in the abortion business, you have to have what Paul calls a seared conscience, 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Greek word for seared is katariazo. It means to have a conscience that is hardened. Hardened, like we get our English word to cauterize. The conscience gets hard, no longer filters out sin. You no longer feel bad or uncomfortable when you sin. Your conscience is seared. Planned Parenthood, the entire system there, is massively seared. Nobody in that system has a conscience. Nobody cares. Chopping legs off of a viable child, no big deal. Plucking their arms off like you pluck chickens, not a problem. Why? Your conscience doesn't work anymore. It doesn't say, what are you doing? You're murdering a human being. You're disabling a human being. Stop doing that. Your conscience doesn't get it. They don't get it. Okay? Quick example. Planned Parenthood sells aborted babies to the University of California. In exchange for that, Planned Parenthood gets the intellectual property rights on anything that develops from the research results of that baby. And that results in millions of dollars in royalties, and they're permanent royalties. The universities have to sign a contract to pay Planned Parenthood permanent royalties on the intellectual property of the fetus depending on what happens to the fetus and how it's used. Let me give you another example. These fetuses are used for a wide variety of scientific testing. For example, the University of Pittsburgh buys these fetuses, and they grafted the scalps of these infants in an attempt to humanize lab rats and lab mice. And it allows the animals to grow, literally grow, human hair. They take the scalps from the fetus, they graft it onto the mouse or the rat, and the rat and the mouse start growing human hair. But you have to have a scalp from a dead child under 20 weeks. Under 20 weeks of age. That's the only way it works, apparently. University of Pittsburgh, for example, signs an application form for government grants to do scientific research on fetuses. When they do that to get a grant from the government, they have to sign a document which has inclusion quotas in it so that there's a certain percent of the babies used have to be minorities. 25% of the fetuses have to come from black women. 50% of the aborted babies must come from a minority group of some type, and half of them have to be black. They have to be black. What's going on here, friends? Satan's death cult has gripped the United States of America. And soon, 9-month abortions will be commonplace. Physician-assisted suicide will be commonplace. Fentanyl will be killing 200,000 people a year in the United States in just another 12 to 24 months. There are criminals racing across our borders. They tried to kill numerous people by forcing them to take vaccines. Then they let 10 million illegal immigrants come in unvetted, and unvaccinated. They defunded the police so that criminals would run rampant in major cities like New York and Chicago and Baltimore, murdering as many black people as they possibly can. Most of the people shot and killed in these cities are blacks. They not only want to abort all the blacks, they want to shoot them instead. Friends, the tribulation and the rapture are only a couple of years away. It's time for you to make major changes in your Christian life. I can help you. 602-636-5800. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.